As a gesture towards its European setting, the castle at the far end of Main Street USA in Marne-la-Vallée is loosely based on the illustration of the Château de Saumur in Les Très Richards du Duc de Berry, an illuminated manuscript commissioned from the Lamberg brothers towards the close of the 14th century by Jean de Berry, brother of Charles V, King of France. The Duke was reputed to have had over 20 of these magnificently wrought books of ours in his vast personal library, and 17 castles, real, not illuminated, scattered about his lands in central and southern France. He had, in addition, some of the finest works of art in all of Christendom, sumptuous tapestries, triptychs bordered with precious stones. He had exquisite mosaics and marquetries, statuary that was the envy of all who saw it. He had a passion for dogs and had in his kennels breeds from every corner of the then known world. He had bears and swans and camels and apes. He had, in short, everything that 14th century money could buy. He had laxatives made from gold and pearls. He had the teeth of a narwhal. He had a tooth belonging to Charlemagne. He had a tooth recovered from the mouth of a giant. He had milk from the breast of the mother of Christ. He had hair from the head of the mother of Christ. He had Christ's own cup from the Last Supper. He had the sense of a gnat, the appetite of a goat, the discrimination of a dysfunctional magpie. He had paintings started by one artist in one part of the country and finished by another artist in another part. In middle age, he had a wife of 12. He had to be removed as governor of Languedoc after tens of thousands of its inhabitants fled to Aragon to escape his outrageous taxes and arbitrary fines. But he had no shame whatsoever and carried on taxing and fining in his own territories of Auvergne and Berry. He had to, in order to keep up the name he had acquired as the greatest collector of his day. He had two brothers, Anjou and Burgundy, who ran him a close collective second, and a third brother, the king, who, although abstemious by comparison, nevertheless amassed enough in the way of riches and palaces in the course of his life to consider it wise, as he lay on his deathbed, to renounce the taxes that had provided them the easier to slip through the needle's eye into paradise. He had cousins and in-laws in all the ruling houses of Europe, and when they weren't involved in squabbles over crowns, or plundering each other's territories, or besieging each other's kingdoms, or holding each other to ransom, they attended banquets together, at which upwards of 30 pairs of dishes were served, at which guests ate off gold and silver plate, and gifts were exchanged, horses and gemstones and furs, the cream of their respective kingdoms. By the time the Duke de Berry died, he had bled both his duchies dry. He hadn't a sou to pay his debts. A pity, Sam thought reading this, he hadn't lived today. He could always have opened his 17 castles to the people he robbed as theme parks. Thank you very much. I'm just going to do one more piece.